has to figure that aspect out in the game. It's sad because he's a pretty good player, but he's a to be honest, straight up. That's the definition of it.
We make guys like that pay. That was a coward move from him, and that's kind of the player he is.
If he, you know, doesn't want to get hit, then stay off the tracks. He's caught him three times there, so I think he'd learn after the first one. But if he wants to react like that, we'll take the power play, we'll take the game winner, and we'll move on to first place.
You do not get TaylorMade talk show gold like that every night. In order, Zach Cassian, Rasmus Anderson, Matthew Tkachuk, following Saturday's 4-3 Flames win over the Oilers. I will take that over the hockey cliche world we live in 1 million times out of 1 million. Give me emotion. Give me some actual hatred. Give me a real rivalry. Give me some post-game quotables. Pump all of that into my veins. And that's a good weekend. How'd you like Saturday night?
Oh, that was fun. Oh, that was a blast. I loved every bit of that. A, the game was, like, competitive, and it was fun.
Even had that not happened, the game would have been really good.
Yeah, that was a very well-played, spirited sporting contest. And then that happened, and everything went to hell. So it was everything you want from the Battle of Alberta. It was entertaining, there was passion, there was violence, there was average to below average goaltending. Everything you could have wanted from the Battle of Alberta, we got it in that game. And that was, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You went into the Battle of Alberta saying, I'm hoping for some average to below average goaltending?
Well, yeah, because then you get high scores like we have seen throughout the years in the Battle of Alberta, which I appreciate.
I guess. I don't know if that was, I'm like, I want hatred. I want skill. I want high scoring. I want intensity. I want average to below average goaltending.
Yeah, sign
it
me
seems
up.
It doesn't necessarily
sign
fit,
me up.
At least in my progression. But hey, we're different people, different strokes for different folks. And I have come to realize that it takes all kind of people to make the world go round, including me. I'm in no place to criticize somebody's oddities because I'm as strange and awkward as they come. Welcome to Pinder and Steinberg, live from the Basement Systems downtown studio.
I know we're not supposed to say this,
but like, how boring is tonight's game going to be compared to Saturday? like, really?
Yeah.
But tune in at 5 o'clock. Send you drive home. The Flames, Montreal Canadiens. It'll be great atmosphere. But honestly, like,
thank God it's a Canadian team and a fairly storied one in that. If this was
going into Arizona.
Yeah, if this was another Minnesota game, be a bit of a downer. But at least this one, it's a passionate fan base and a historic building kind, I guess.
I'm curious as to where you are on Cassian and Tkachuk. Here's where I am on it. First of all, as I said last hour, if you missed it, on Cassian, he can say all he wants, that he'd do it again, that he'll sleep well at night, that he needed to do that, and that he has no regrets. Maybe he believes that, maybe he doesn't, but he can say it all he wants. But the fact of the matter is, he single-handedly cost his team the game because they were in a decent spot, and who knows what would have happened in the third period with McDavid on that team. And, you know, I know Draisaitl was not very good that night, but he's a type of guy that can turn a game on a dime too. Instead, 39 seconds into the third period, the Oilers were in a chase mode, and the Flames were able to start protecting the lead. So he almost single-handedly cost his team the game. If he can sleep at night because of that, I guess all the power to him. As for Tkachuk, there is no doubt that he knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a criticism, what I'm about to say. This is just the straight-up facts. He was targeting Zach Cassian all night. Those hits were not clean hits. They were targeted hits, very much on the borderline, that I believe in most games would probably be penalized. But because that game was being called like a playoff game, and Tkachuk knew it because he's so damn smart, he knew exactly what he could do in a game that was being called like that to get a rise out of the guy he was targeting and to help turn a hockey game. He knew how intense that game was. Officials were not calling anything. It was very clear from the beginning of that game that it was, you're gonna need to lob somebody's arm off if you're going to go to the penalty box. So he read the situation. He exploited the situation. and he exploited Zach Kassian and got a rise out of him in a big, big way. And yeah, I thought those hits were very much on the borderline. And you know what? If I'm Kassian, I probably would be pissed off about those hits. Don't know you need to. I think Kassian showed about as poor situational management as you can possibly exhibit in a hockey game. Mm-hmm. And that's because Tkachuk lives rent-free between his ears right now, and I believe has for the last couple of years. This is why I believe the comparison of Tkachuk to Brad Marchand is as good as it gets, because both are extremely effective hockey players. They can play in any situation. They can put up points. They're point-per-game threats. They are good at both ends of the ice, and they help the team win in that regard. And then they also add an element that, what, less than 1% of the NHL has, and that is the ability to be completely and utterly detested by the rest of the NHL because the way you go about your business. And there are probably 700-plus players in this league that despise Matthew Tkachuk, but there are 25 or so that go to war with him every day that know what he brings. The same is true with Brad Marchand. I think in similar ways, Ryan Kesler was like that mm-hmm. when he was a member of the Canucks and the Ducks. Those guys, because of what they do on top of... And Kessler's the same thing. Kessler's a Selke Trophy winner, and during his heyday was the best two-way center in the NHL and also brought the other stuff. And the other stuff gives a team an edge and gives a team an edge specifically in emotional, intense games like that. So, yeah, I don't think... Yeah, those hits by Tkachuk were borderline charges, were borderline headshots, they were borderline outside the rule book, but they were also within enough area, gray area of the rule book, and in a game that was being called the way that it was, Tkachuk said, yeah, I'm going to go exploit it, and I'm here for it all day. Those guys help you win, mm-hmm. and what Tkachuk did on Saturday night turned a hockey game. You want that for a team that wants to be a Stanley Cup contender. Those are guys that help you win, I believe. So that's where I am on the Kassian and Tkachuk situation.
I disagree with you a little bit. I think those hits kind of err a little bit more on the not penalty side than penalty side. Like, I think there certainly is a line that he's walking, but he's closer to the they weren't penalties than they were penalties. But overall...
I mean, he took about 9 strides on the one that Kassian mm-hmm. lost his mind at.
Yes.
Believe that's a charging penalty.
Okay, fair. I was looking more at hit to the head sort of thing.
The one that Oilers fans are really mad about, I think there's some definite gray area there. Yes, Kassian had his head down, and mm-hmm. so typically, like, it wasn't like he went at and rose into his head. But I also don't know if Tkachuk took anything off of it when he could have. And again, because he knew that probably yeah. isn't going to be a penalty.
Well, yeah,
and he's got enough benefit of the doubt and there's enough gray area there that he could do it. And that's, I'm here for it all day because, damn, the guy is smart and knows what he can. He's in his fourth NHL year and he's got that innate sense of what is and what isn't a penalty and what he can and can't get away with. I think it's incredible.
He knew what he was doing and he knew who he was doing it to.
Like exactly.
He knew exactly what type of a rise it was going to get out of Zach Kassian. And overall, this is his job, to get under team skin, draw penalties, and then be talented enough to make them pay. I would say check, check, check on all of those. And I'm kind of with Brian Burke on this one. The Tkachuk hits were borderline, but they weren't penalties. They're not going to be suspensions. Kassian, probably justified in being a little pissed off. Definitely don't go to the extents that he did. And then the Flames make them pay on the power play. So I didn't have too much of a problem with the entire situation. I will say the fans who are getting all up in arms about, oh, we just want the Battle of Alberta back to the way it is, and then complain when your guy gets hit too hard. I kind of laugh at that a little bit. So it was fun the entire game, and it certainly added to it, and it's going to add to January 29th for sure, and the rest of this rivalry. As we're hearing comments from Leon Draisaitl about the All-Star game and not wanting to be on the same ice surface as Matthew Tkachuk all day. So it's a blast. But overall, I didn't have a huge issue with what Matthew Tkachuk did, and Zach Kassian fell for it 100%, like hook, line, and sinker. All any cliche you want, Zach Kassian absolutely fell for it. And it's a little, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but certainly noteworthy that a guy like Zach Kassian is brought in so that guys like, in theory, so that guys like Matthew Tkachuk don't do things that Matthew Tkachuk did, and then he was the one who fell for all of it. So I thought that was a little, oh, well, you bring in a guy like that, then all of a sudden clears some space. And then you're having that guy bring Connor McDavid into a scrum. I thought it was, from that sense, a little hilarious. But no, no problem with what Tkachuk did. Kassian had every right to be pissed and definitely went overboard after, and the Flames make them pay.
What do you make of Kassian saying that he'd do it again and he had no problem with it?
Here's the thing. Whether he believes he would do it again or not, Zach Kassian would 100% do that again. Like, yeah. So regardless,
I mean, he has a history right. of a switch flipping and all of a sudden the only color he sees is red. Like, there is a history there with Zach Kassian. And if anybody knew it, it was Matthew Tkachuk, because he's gotten that out of him once before.
Right. Exactly. And he knew who he was doing that to. That wasn't just, I wonder who I'm going to hit today. There was a reason he didn't take those runs at Chris Russell. Right? Like, he knew who he was going to get that out of. So I thought, masterful work at doing the pest work from Matthew Tkachuk. And he got exactly what he wanted out of Zach Kassian and got exactly what he wanted out of the power play situation. So that's the people who have been saying that fighters have no place in the game. That is exactly what their example would be. You have a guy loses his cool, puts his team at a disadvantage, and instead of making them pay with fisticuffs and truculence, you make them pay on the scoreboard and you get the game winner out of it. So I do want to address the Tkachuk turtling thing, because I know he definitely did in the Oilers game. And there was one turtle where he maybe had a chance to do something. Kassian, to his credit, is absolutely ragdolling him. There wasn't much of an opportunity for Tkachuk to gain his footing.
Well, one guy is a borderline NHL heavyweight.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it's like, I understand.
I was terrified when I was watching that live. Oh, like, my God. I was terrified at, because those two times he got ragdolled, like, if it's an inch or two the other way, like, that's Tkachuk's head slamming off the ice, and we're talking about a serious concussion. That's how much Kassian threw Tkachuk around, and then the punches on top of it.
Exactly. So, like, I understand Tkachuk has a reputation for the turtling thing after last season, and there was one kind of turtle in there, but he's getting thrown around. He doesn't exactly have a lot of time. Like, what is he supposed to do? Just start flailing as he's getting thrown around and just hopes that in a crowd of people he punches the right guy? Like, I don't know how Matthew Tkachuk could have all of a sudden just squared up and started chucking him with Zach Kassian throwing him around. So to his credit, Zach Kassian, it's a tough move to just throw another human being around like that. I don't know if he knew what he was doing, because I think he was just seeing just red the entire way. But that was, yeah, bit of a scary situation. And a little bit of credit to Zach Kassian for being able to throw another grown man around like that.
On the skates, no less.
Yeah.
What do we got at 960?
A lot. How was overtime last night, or on Saturday night?
It started so late because we had so much to get to on the postgame show. Like, we must have played 11 postgame scrums on the postgame show, because there's so much that you wanted to hear. So, like, it didn't even start till 12:15. So it was good, but it wasn't, if it was right after the game, I feel like it would have been a little more vitriolic when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. I give Matthew Tkachuk all the credit in the world, because
that's what he's supposed to do.
If you've got that element to your game and your personality, use it. Use it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Now, the big test for him, can he do that in a playoff series? Because he's now, and this is not unfair when I say Matthew Tkachuk has borderline disappeared in the playoffs in his last two attempts. Now, I give him a bit of the benefit of the doubt. Rookie year one, and the whole team disappeared against Anaheim. And year two was last year, and again, the whole team disappeared against Colorado. But Tkachuk's one of your best and most important players. I put more criticism on him for last year than I do in year one. As a rookie, okay, I get it that you go from being really effective to not as effective in your rookie year in the playoffs. Year three, yeah, you're open to a little bit more criticism. Now you're the highest paid player on the team. If he disappears in the playoffs this year, he deserves every single bit of criticism that he'll get. Mm-hmm. However, what I saw on Saturday night, in a big game, big spot like that,
yeah,
gives me a little bit more confidence that he won't disappear come the postseason.
Right. That was as close to a playoff game as you're going to feel at this point in the regular season, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. But it is kind of the same for a lot of people on this Calgary Flames roster, where it's, okay, you did that then. Can we see a bit of that in April? Because we haven't for a while and desperately need to. So that's that kind of, while it is true for Tkachuk, kind of fits for everyone on this roster, where it's great to do it in the regular season, but need to prove it in the postseason.
So what do we got at 960-960 on the text line today? Peter's a homer. Me, I am. Yeah, you clearly are. You knew Klein. You know that he wears his Flames underwear every day.
That's true. Nothing but Flames jerseys here.
So one guy is telling me that I need to take the L like I'm an Oilers fan. Like, what are you talking about? Did I not just underline how important? All I said was the Tkachuk hits were borderline.
Yep.
In another game, there might have been penalties. Some guys like, you want him to be suspended for 20 games? No. Maybe in a game that didn't have the same type of standard as Saturday did, maybe there's a 2-minute penalty. Maybe. All I'm saying is that they were on the borderline of what is and isn't allowed in the rule book. That's all I said. So please settle down with you. Some of the times when people hear what they want to hear because they don't like another human being, it is incredible.
Yeah.
I could be like, I could honestly be like, hey guys, I cured a terminal disease. I've found the cure to disease X.
Yeah, well, if you were better, you would have cured disease Y too.
Okay. Yeah, that's our text line.
That's very fair. Yeah. I mean, Ronaldo got a 2-minute penalty for a hit that was cleaner than what Tkachuk did in the Minnesota game.
I had a good talk with Ronaldo off the air about that. Oh, yeah? That's pretty funny.
My favorite part of that was I didn't see who it was, but there, and on our side, there are a few people in the on the Flames, whatever, in our booth. And after Ronaldo got the penalty, someone yelled, "That's what we want him to do."
Yeah,
it's like, well, yeah, that's probably fair.
I agree. Super smart by Tkachuk. He did what he knew he was doing. It worked. Shame on Cassian. Not sure how Tkachuk isn't terrified daily about retribution, though. It's true. That's what makes guys like him and Marchand wired a little differently, is that they'll do these things. They understand that they might take a beating because of it here and there, but it's not going to deter them. Do you think that what Zach Cassian did on Saturday night will deter Tkachuk one bit the next time there's an opportunity to do something like this?
No.
Whether it's with Doughty, whether it's with Cassian, whether it's with somebody else that he might develop a personal rivalry with.
He'll do it more now.
Because he knows it works. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, it would be a little stressful, I would imagine, knowing that you might have to face a face pounding every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's what makes him wired differently
than
99% of the NHL.
Yeah.
And it's why he's such an asset on this team.
And it's almost like he doesn't view it as taking a bunch of face punches. It's just, hey, yeah, there's an opportunity for me to get us another 4-minute power play. So that's how he is wired. Bless him for that. I couldn't do it, but makes him a little bit different, makes him a little bit special, and makes him for sure.
Ben Sherratt, Corey Hirsch, Timo Solani, Paul Stewart, Scotty Upshaw, PJ Stock, Ray Ferraro, all players who are disgusted by Tkachuk's actions.
Cool, man. I don't know. The same people who are lauding all of those opinions are the same that would call Rhett a homer and say he's an idiot and didn't know what he was talking about when he would say something, and he played in the same NHL that they did. So I could care less, honestly.
Let's also remember the other guy in this is Zach Cassian.
Yeah.
That's also
not an angel.
Yeah.
What else we got at 960-960? Pat, you suck. I'm a big fan of Disease X. How dare you cure it? Or
I think I have Disease X.
Yeah, you probably... No, yeah.
You have diseases.
You have Disease Y, the one that I didn't cure, Logan.
You have diseases B through W right
what
now.
What is Disease X? Sounds serious. Was that you blowing your nose, or is that you
laughing? I was trying to laugh. It didn't work well.
Patty, you suck. Why didn't you cure cancer instead? Tkachuk has to be an ass to be an asset. Tkachuk isn't worried at all. In fact, he loves knowing they're going to be after him. Then here's one. Like, I don't understand how you get this out of what we just talked about for the last 20 minutes. You guys talk like they should get rid of fighting. Like,
no.
Where do you get that from what you just said? Where, like, at what point have either of us said they should get rid of fighting? At what point? I don't understand how you can draw these conclusions.
I do believe I said should get rid of fighting, but I think I prefaced it with the people who believe you and then should get rid of fighting in hockey.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, I mean, I don't have the staged ones that you would see 2 seconds into a hockey game anymore. But other than that, like, whatever, go for it.
I am staunchly against eliminating fighting in hockey.
I'm doing a show on Saturday based entirely on fighting. So I'm not really in the get fighting out of the sport thing. Now we're going to have people saying, why do we love concussions? So whatever.
I do think Cassian he's having a hearing today. I do think he'll get something.
Oh, yeah.
And this maybe is selfish and a little morbid of me, but I hope it's only 2 games because I don't want him to miss the 2 rematches. Yeah. I really don't.
That's fair.
Because, and again, that's just selfish and morbid of me.
Mm-hmm.
Could I see the NHL being peacekeeper a little bit and suspending him 4 games so that he misses the next 2 battles of Alberta? Yeah.
We just saw them suspend Corey Perry to the point where he missed the Anaheim game.
I kind of can. In fact, I'll be a little surprised if Cassian suits up for either of the next 2 games, Jan 28 and Feb 1.
Mm-hmm. 28,
Jan 29, 29 yeah. Sorry, and Feb 1. I'll be a little surprised because the NHL, like, okay, it's good and all, yeah, but we don't want this thing to escalate anymore.
Yeah.
I really hope that he only gets 2 games, though. Because it's still a suspension. It's still sure. Discipline.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we've seen bigger suspensions today. But again, so, yeah, 2 is fine.
I'm being a little morbid. I understand that.